that are coming to talk about careers. I think there are two more that are coming, but we will see. I haven't checked my email since last night, so I may have a surprise. So, I'll let you introduce yourselves and talk about what you do.
Okay. Hey, I'm Pat McDonough, and I am an engineer. My title is a technical support engineer, and I work for Progress Software. I came to Bristol Community College and graduated in 2015. I came in 2013. And I've been doing, let me start from the top, essentially. Going to BCC was definitely the best thing, honestly, best decision. This is not an ad for BCC at all. This is personal factoid. I have a bachelor's degree in geography with a concentration in urban and regional planning and geotechnology. I was huge into computer mapping using ArcGIS. Does anybody know what that is?
No.
Just curious. Okay. I essentially looked at really cool maps. I could narrow aerial photography and from location, and you know, you can kind of manipulate data and such. Essentially, with the geography degree in 2013, the company I was working for got eaten by a giant company, and I got laid off because I didn't have computer science skills or sales skills. So I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do after I got laid off, and it came to my attention. I was like, well, it'd probably be good if I went to a cheaper school, because you know, I don't want to go back to I went to Bridgewater State University, and I didn't want to do that again. So the first thing I did was looked into Bristol Community College, and I did my little investigation. It was either going to be AutoCAD and going into engineering, environmental engineering, or it was going to be computer science. I didn't know what I was going to do. So I went to each department, talked to Priscilla personally, and was like, what should I do? Will this help me out? She's like, I don't know. What do you think? And I'm like, I don't know. She's like, just try taking the intro class. I'm like, okay. And so I took the class, and I didn't know a lick of programming when I first came here. I didn't know anything about it. I just was like, I need to know this. And step by step, I did all the... There's so much homework. I mean, you guys have so much homework, so much projects. Oh, gosh, you have Priscilla, you've got Igor, you got... I mean, everyone's a very difficult teacher, but they are going to give you the baseline of, like, what you're going to do in the future. You know, you're going to be... What are you guys learning right now?
Everything.
What's on the agenda?
Is it Visual Basics. We went over Java and HTML and CSS.
JavaScript or Java? JavaScript. Different things. Yeah. Just in case you guys didn't know. So if you guys experienced the white screen of death, is that right? Like, how you guys... you go through your code and it's just white. And you're like, I don't know what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll teach you guys a little bit something else. I couldn't through all that too. I went through the whole 2 hours, 3 hours banging my head on a keyboard trying to figure out why the SQL query wasn't working. And I'm like, why doesn't it do the thing? And you know, when you finally get it done and you have that eureka moment, it's like, yes, it's wonderful.
And that's what I'll say.
It's wonderful. And even like those big projects with Igor. If anyone has had C++ or anything like that, and you know, he throws some really difficult stuff at you, and then he's like, "Oh, let me get some more stuff." Man, it gets very difficult, but it's going to be the baseline of what you're going to learn in the future. What you're learning here is going to be, you're essentially learning the languages, but you're also learning how to learn the languages. You're learning to be resourceful and doing research. I'm sure you guys have Googled, how do I do this? I do it all the time. Dead serious. You need to, because there's so much new technology out there, and you can't know everything. There's no way. You're learning how to do the basic essentials here. I went through all the classes, and I was actually a CSI. I was like, I had Lindsay's job. I did it for about a year. I think it was a year. I don't know. Maybe a year and a half. I can't remember. But really, a rewarding experience. And as soon as I was done with that, after my first year, I made sure to check out Co-op. They will help you get some experience. Because I went to Co-op, I went to a guy named David LePage. It's now Nicole Heaney. Okay, cool. They're off at B120. I got pamphlets in case you guys don't know. And you guys can go online and check it out, too. Best decision I ever made. I worked for the town of Wareham, where I actually worked with the IT guy who had Priscilla in the past. So he knew her style and everything. I was able to help them with their ArcGIS, and at the same time learn how to be a IT guy for a town. He was like the sole IT guy. Like the cops and everybody would go to see him and everything. It was really, really cool. And at the same time I had a class which taught you how to write resumes, cover letters, do interviews. It was so much help. Yeah, it helped so much that graduation was May 30th, and I got a job June 1st. I started looking into co-op. That September, August, I was looking around trying to do that. January, throughout the entire time you're here, you want to talk to your colleagues and your professors. You want to talk to everybody. You want to get resources. You want to have the networking going. You have friends in the computer world, talk to them. If you have whoever, you need that in to get that job. And that competitive edge is going to help you in the future. Once you get to that, you're like I said, I had a few friends. I got a friend of mine who was working at Hasbro, didn't work out. I had a friend of mine who was working, you were telling me about Meditech. I tried doing that. I did the test, didn't work out. Went to the third thing, my friend was like, I work at this company called Progress. And I got in, and third time's a charm. Luckily, I've been there ever since. About my job, I work as I said, I'm a technical support engineer. Let me know if I'm going, if I'm
well,
going
right
to
now, there's just two of you, so you can...
I feel like I don't want to take your time.
Oh, no.
Okay. working in the computer industry, IT industry, is wonderful. I can wear this to work, and I'm fine. It's like no big deal. I don't have to wear a suit and tie. My desk is I have so much benefits from my work. My desk is an adjustable desk. I press buttons and it goes up, and I can stand, I can put it down, I can kneel down, and whatever I want. It's great. We have a full kitchen full of so much food, it's dumb. Candy everywhere, there's beer in the fridge, there's a game room with a Xbox 360, a pool table, a ping pong table. There's a gym downstairs. Every Friday we get $2 lunch from a nice restaurant. Every other Wednesday we get free lunch. That's a nice job. And they do this to keep the competitiveness. They want you to work for them because they know you're smart. They know you're going to do the job. I have unlimited vacation time and sick time. This person comes to you know, there's a lot to it.
How much vacation time do you actually take?
Not that much.
Average.
I have a little one, so I do take a lot of time for her, but for myself, I did for today. What's up?
I used to be an engineering intern over at a place in Easton, and they did the same thing there for people who were very highly skilled in that regard, so I totally believe you when you say that... all the, the CI people always get treated like royalty, basically.
Yeah. In my company, you have a sales side, you have marketing, and how the company, the building structure, too, it's all open. Back in the day, it would be cubicles. Cubicle, cubicle, cubicle. You couldn't talk to anybody. It's like old school building. Most companies now are now kind of like an open-minded... open space kind of thing. So you are, if this would be our desk, and I'd be sitting here and like, oh, hey, how's it going? All right, you talk to this person, you know, like just like that, instead of being in a cube. So it's good. It's a very productive environment. Hi there. So what I do for my job, for my work, I work as a, like I said, technical support engineer. My company creates components for engineers to pretty much write web applications, make it easier for the developer. You know, you have your fancy text, box, or you have, could you sign in here? I don't know if it's already signed in or not. I could show, like, just kind of some stuff. You know, we make components in all sorts of different technologies. For example, jQuery. The products I specialize in is called Pendo. And Telerik UI for ASP.NET, Ajax for MVC. We're getting into Angular, which is huge now. React. Those are all very, very, it's coming up. .NET Core. All right, so let's just check this out. So, that's great. So here's some of the things I work with. I'm just going to go to Kendo UI, but we have so much stuff. There's Ajax, JSP, Java Server Pages. We got PHP over here. Silverlight, which is an old technology. It's a Microsoft technology that went on to the web. You've got Native Script, which is our mobile software, which can be used for iOS or Android. It's a hybrid language. We made it ourselves. Telerik UI for UWP, Universal Windows Platform. What's up?
Wait, did I hear that right? You said that the Native Script works for both iOS and Android?
Yeah. Yep. It's like Xamarin, but it's our own thing. It's really, it's awesome. It is very sick. UI for Xamarin, there's the other one. Works both ways there. WPF, WinForms is an older technology, but it still is used to this day. More of that. Reporting, that's another kind of, it's another kind of technology. I mean, you have programming involved in that, but it's a whole other beast for reporting. Anyway, we've got a ton of stuff. We even work with, like, testing software, like unit testing and such. So here's just a little sample of what we got. Someday. Okay. Here's just for Kendo UI components. And these just, I'm just going to put up the numeric text box. And you can format it however you feel. So I'm just going to put it at 32, one, whatever, what have you. And you can adjust it. These things aren't typically within like controls on the page. You know, they don't look this fancy. They don't move that quickly. There's events. When you click on that, an event occurs, a click event, or a change event that we supply for the component. It's a customized thing. Otherwise, typically, you'd be creating your own customized event. You know, it, like I said, it just makes things easier. So how it works, you see, you've got an HTML page. Can you see that? Is it too small?
You better read it by cussing, right?
All right, just figured I'd try that out. Essentially, you've got scripts, and you've got CSS. So, you know, you guys learned about CSS, right?
Yeah.
There's your CSS right here. There are your style sheets. Down here is the JavaScript. These things are being used to... The Kendo library infuses the page with the code necessary to work with our components. You know, you've got your divs, your label here, there's an input, there's just different HTML elements. And then here's some jQuery that does a lot of the work. Like, this is the formatting on one of the numeric text boxes. It's using the document.ready event, and that's it. And here's some more styling down here, you know, using the ID with whatever. But we got a lot, and we have a lot of other products too. Yeah, what's up?
So, what would you say like is your primary language that you have to utilize in your position? Do you utilize all languages you've learned here, or do you say you specialize in one more than another?
I specialize mostly in front end, so it'd be JavaScript, jQuery, but I also have that .NET experience as well, like C#. I took VB here. That's helped. A lot of people at my work are like, oh, VB, ugh. But you still need know it. You still go through it, yeah.
How many years of computer science education do you have?
Just the 2 years here.
Just the 2 years here? Mm-hmm. And I have no issue.
I just had it, and you know when you go into it. All right, I got another story for you. All right, so just heads up, guys. If you have JavaScript, right, I'm going to teach you something real quick. This is going to maybe help you out. I don't know. One day this will load. Okay. So over here I've got a grid. Doesn't matter. Whatever. Say it has a JavaScript error that's really dumb. Let's see. Dumb. Wow, whatever. It's not working. White screen of death, right? F12. Console. Syntax error, and I'll tell you exactly like, what's going on. These are developer tools in your browser. Press F12, you get this thing, and it'll help you debug what's going on in your JavaScript. Really, 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 really important. Sometimes you're not even sure what's going on. You're not even sure if it's going to run. Console.log. Hi there. There it is. Down there. So you could see, okay, so it definitely went into here, it read that and brought it down to the console. You could also do alerts if you really wanted to. This, boom. So the console is going to be your best friend, and I recommend you guys learning a little bit more about it. You can, find it. Also, I'm sure you guys know W3 Schools.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mozilla, MDN. Mozilla Development Network, I think they changed their name. This place is great, too, for any kind of resources you need for when it comes to JavaScript. Look at this, like, boom, boom. But it goes into some serious depth. Advanced stuff, whatever. It goes into the easy stuff too. Like, don't get me wrong. But this is so good, and you learn some great stuff there. All right. One more thing too I wanted to bring up is my interview process. So when I got into the job and I had an interview, the company was originally owned by Bulgaria. The company was actually called Telric. And they made the components. Progress bought them, and they pretty much unified. So when I went there, they were going through that transition, and my boss was a Bulgarian guy. He was in Bulgaria when I had the interview. So when I came into the room, the developers I was going to be working with were sitting side by side at a long conference room table, and on the projector was my boss. His name was Holki. Big, big guy. And he's intimidating as hell. In Bulgaria, it's mandatory to join the military. This guy was... So, I mean, like, and he... How's it going? I'm good. So I want to... He'd just be right to the point, and it was very intimidating as hell. I was freaking out. But at the same time, I was like, all right, I can do this. I'm going to go through this and everything. So I was getting questioned by my other developers going, oh, do you know what an AJAX call is? Could you tell me a little bit about that? Could you tell me a little bit about how you would handle this for each loop? These kind of questions were brought up. They had a specific example. What is it? Something buzz. Do you know the thing? It's essentially a loop. That, you know, if it's a multiple of 3 or 5, then do foo buzz or something like that. Otherwise, if it's a 3, do foo, and if it's not, do buzz. And you had to write this right at the table, right then and there. He's like, I want you to do that right now. And I had to do it. Thankfully, I did it. And he's like, okay, I see you did it like this, but could you do it another way? And I had to show how to do that. And he's like, perfect. And thankfully, I got the call back later. But, man, you just got to go through it. And even if it is kind of intimidating, even if it is someone from across the world talking to you, you can get through it. You know, it was a very neat experience. So I wanted to get that away. For clients and stuff that I talk to, I'm a technical support engineer. I don't get phone calls like 100 phone calls a day. I get like maybe 2 or 3. Maybe... Like a tough day is like 6 or 7. it's usually really, like, like one of our clients is NASA, is a contractor, and they work with the Mars rover. Actually had some of our software on it, so they were asking about some sort of tool, and I'd be like, okay, blah, and try to help them out. But we help out, like, and there's other companies that, like, police departments, health departments, all sorts. They give us a call and they go, I don't know how to do this thing. And I go, well, here's how you do the thing. They go, wow, that's great. But, you know, it's, you gotta be polite, you give examples, you give documentation, you tell them, you guide them along the way. And that honestly is my day. I work from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. One of the days I work 10 to 4, because they're really cool about 9 to 4. Because they're really flexible. I can work from home. Luckily, we just got a new thing where I can work from home twice a month. They're working on getting that once or twice a week. Yeah.
How long have you been in the field now?
I started the classes in 2013. I didn't really get really good until, like, close to graduation. And even when I graduated, they looked at me and said, what do you know? And I was like, I know some JavaScript. Went through it. He's like, I'm not sure how much you know. I need you to take a test, and in 6 months, you got to pass that. And then if you don't, we'll talk. It's like, shit. Excuse my French, but oh man. And thankfully, I passed it. You know, it was an online test, and I had to get geared up. JavaScript. It was a tough test, but it worked out. But my technical knowledge has gotten ridiculous since graduating. Once you leave school here, you've got a baseline. Like I said, you got a little bit of everything. When you go into the real world of, you know, the job market, you're going to specialize in different things and pick up a lot of stuff. And you're going to learn how to learn more. Yeah.
So some of us are close to graduating, cool. And just was curious, like, without having to be too specific or anything, what would you say is the expectation of salary range for someone like us with a 2-year degree?
So I think it's somewhere like around, what's your concentration?
Computer information. I mean, still science. I was going to go for my bachelor's anyway.
Bachelor's?
Yeah. I mean, I was just curious. I was just...
Somewhere...
Isn't it?
Hmm? What's that?
Isn't your programming?
Yeah.
There's a place, I think this is it. Nope, that's not it. let me see what it is now.
Check out Stack Overflow salary guide.
Oh, I was going to go for the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The other thing I was going to say, it also depends on what exactly, like what field you're going into, because I know for video game programming, it is a lot higher than some other places. Because, like, that's what I'm focusing on is I'm going to school for the design. I'm going for a double major, so I'm doing design and programming.
Ooh.
And
there you go.
Yeah,
that's nice.
So it's fun, but yeah,
that's master's degree. Well. But hold on, let me go back.
Like, I think it's in video games. It's like close to 80K with less than a year of experience at start. So that's more or less starting at like AAA companies. It's around 80K or so.
In gamers, let's see. Is that in here? No. I will say this.
I just have to write a paper on it. That's the only reason I know any of this right now.
Even a web developer, straight up, I mean, that's still really good. I'd say that's about medium, you know? Somewhere around there. Between 45 to 75, depending on your situation. I don't know. What do you got to offer? And who's, you know? It's all sorts of stuff.
Way up, closer to Boston, is
going to
be
higher
salary.
Yes,
than
big time, big time. I'm going to say this big time. Also, being in the, this is not to discourage you. Being in the gaming world is tough as hell, tough as hell. Very competitive. I had a friend of mine who worked in California. He worked on like a lot of games back in like the early 2000s. He was a tester. He did a lot. He was sent to Japan to press a button for an emergency. It's craziness. You know, like, he got a lot of different kinds of cool things. But the job comes go, it comes, it goes. It's very sporadic.
The only reason that you know this to begin with is because my dream is to one day create the game that I've been creating since I was 10. So I have the entire story on it to the point where I'm literally in the middle of hiring different artists that I to create like baseline like characters.
Yeah.
So I can one day eventually pitch it because I have an entire almost 40 gig folder full of images, background pictures that I've had made. Stuff like that. Just to one day, I want to make this game on my own.
Be serious about it. So, quick question.
I already have a bunch of other questions.
Now you kind of brought that up. How many of you guys in programming concentration? How many of you are in network? How many of you are in security? How many of you are in what's the other one? Gaming. Is it game development or is that did that combine?
Different. There's design and there's programming for gaming.
Okay.
Yeah. Question. How do you double major?
Awesome. I just checking. Good.
Okay. Let's ask the question later of each other.
I'm just trying to think. Is there? What else can I give you? It's gonna be really tough. Not gonna lie. But if you do all the homework and you really do the research on everything you do. You go to, like, the Occupational Outlook Handbook. You go to co-op and talk to, you talk to the co-op people. You're going to do fine. Just really work hard. I did it. I got a 4.0 GPA, which was insane. And with the co-op and everything, it helped me get ahead. Because, you know, and people look at that. They go, oh, you got a 4.0. Cool. It's just a number, but at the same time, it's going to get you a job. And you learn a lot, man. I'm telling you, you learn a lot. So just keep doing your best. Does anyone have any questions out of curiosity? Any more questions? Yeah.
When you first started the job, how long? They didn't just pop you in and say, go and do this, did they? Or they did?
A little bit. Yeah. They definitely
learned.
It was teaching kids to switch, throw them in the deep end, they'll figure it out.
Here's your computer. I have to take calls. And so, it's totally nerve-wracking when you get the first call. You're like, oh gosh, you just kind of get nervous and things on the phone. Stumble a little, but you get taught a lot of the good stuff. Oh, I didn't get that information. Oh no, you know, and it's okay. Do it again. You'll learn. Yeah, call that person back and ask them this. Okay. So, you know, you learn. Now it's a cinch. So, you know, I'm actually going to have to train somebody on December 3rd. Oh, brand new.
So do they train you at all?
Yeah, big time.
I know the game industry is huge. They do, for sure.
I got awesome resources as well. And for instance, the company pays for Safari books online. They pay from Pluralsight. I've got Visual Studio 2000. I have the newest stuff, everything. For instance, I'll tell you, so I work with geniuses, just throwing that out there. I got my colleague is a Microsoft, what is it? Oh, jeez, an MVP. Which essentially he did a lot for Microsoft. He did a lot of events. And he's got, I get to work along with him. But he does like stuff where you guys ever heard of the HoloLens? Mm-hmm. It's and if you haven't, it's AR and VR mixed.
We had the truck come here and we could test it out.
Oh, cool.
Like a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous. It's like $3,000 to get it, but he's got one. He's an insider with Microsoft, and he develops on it. He does so much cool things. He worked, it's another thing called Internet of Things, where you work with objects and such. So one of them, I was at a part of a con, essentially, where we had to make some sort of thing with Internet of Things. And essentially we had like a panel, which you could choose what, like it was a checklist of what songs you wanted to come up next, kind of like Spotify, and you could do it from all around the room or the office or wherever you want to be. Another one, same guy made a box and it hooks up to a computer and it hooks up to a breathalyzer. And you go to the party, you throw your keys in it, and it locks. And in order for you to get it, you have to blow in the breathalyzer, and if it's good, it opens. Otherwise, the stage is locked. Just all code. And you can make that with IoT. So, anyway, I think I'm done. We got two good people here now, so any other questions out of curiosity?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you guys do it. Just FYI, too, in case you are interested, co-op, look at it. It's great. So, do it.
Thanks.
Yep. Talk to me. Anyone want one? Tap. Go online, too, if I run out. There you go. Yeah.
How's everybody go through? Good, good. I didn't think I would be finding the traffic on Ellsbury Street on the way here like I used to, but yeah, sucks. So yeah, my name is James Simos. I graduated from BCC in 2011, and then I also went to Wentworth afterwards and graduated from Wentworth in 2015. Part of my step towards Wentworth was because I came here and I got a great deal going to Wentworth, paid BCC tuition going there. So I grew up in Fall River, went to Diamond, graduated in 05 in auto mechanics. And I worked in the field for a little while, and then came about, just tired of like working on cars. I just didn't think it was very smart that cars were assembled in a plant, and then you would have to get like a bolt out underneath like an engine. So if anybody ever worked on cars, you know how terrible that is nowadays. So I was like, yeah, this has to be something better. So I came to BCC, and I thought I was going to become a teacher or something. So did general studies, and in general studies I had to take Priscilla's intro to logic class, I think that's what it's called, basic logic implementation. And I came in here and I was like, you know what? I think I kind of get this stuff. I mean, no, I shouldn't say that. I don't want to sound too cocky, right? Because like, it's hard to understand, right? Like, when you first start understanding programming, it's not easy. But it gets easier, guys. Like, you just, and girls, bang your head against it. And once you bang your head against something for long enough, it goes in. Honestly. Honestly.
It's fun the more you do it.
Story of my life. Oh, it's so fun. And there's no better time to do it, right? So, like, yeah, started taking Sonos classes. This talk is about careers in computing, so I'll touch upon some of those. So, when I was still here at BCC, I interviewed and got a job at this company in Taunton called Smarco Services, and they did inventory management for automotive dealerships. So my experience with auto mechanics and Diamond kind of helped me get my foot in the door, but I had no experience in IT, but I wanted to get in IT, so they had a job looking for an IT support help desk. Right, which is a career in computing. So if you guys doing networking, that's kind of what you would do. Go into a place and you would support users and support the servers for the company. So there was about one small office there at the time, like the main headquarter with 25 employees. I was there for about 5 years. By the time I left, there was two additional satellite offices, and I was supervising the IT department, and I had two other guys working with me. And to your point about like learning hands-on, so you reminded me of this when you asked the question, but my director of IT, which was off-site, he lived and worked from his office in New Hampshire, only came in once a week. But this guy was the guy that set everything up, very smart man. One day, when I first started, I mean, it wasn't even one day, it was just how it went. He said, here's your admin login, here's the physical keys for the server gate, what do you call those things?
Server room?
Server room, yeah, the rack, right? We nobody uses those anymore, those are obsolete, so if you guys are working to come in that server rack, you probably got it. Unless you're working in like healthcare or something, which I do now, but we'll get to that. But yeah, here's the keys for the server rack, here's your admin password, have fun. And I was like, dude, what? Like, alright, I'll make sure that emails keep going and VPN keep working and our instant messenger server and our app servers and all these servers. But anyways, about 3 years later, there was a need there for developers, and I could see it. I could see a lot of turnover. mostly because the company wasn't staying very competitive, salaries were really low, paying the developers, so a lot of developers with really high turnover. So I started picking up some development work, and I went home that Christmas break, not Christmas break, but like, you know, Christmas, like in New Year's, kind of fall, so you have a little bit of time off. I went home, and I actually went and I got a certification from Microsoft in HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. And I came back to work that next year, right, after January, and I talked to my manager. I was like, hey, you know that problem you were having with that web app? Here it is. And I also did this thing. He's like, awesome. So you have to make a decision. Do you want to go into development? Do you want to go, say, like, in IT? And I made the decision to go towards web development and become an engineer because there's a lot more money in it. And at the end of the day, I'm working for money and for work-life balance. And it means, not saying that there isn't money in networking and IT, but when you're in IT, you generally you have that type of skin, right? Like, you become the complaint department, and like nobody likes the complaint department. Nobody wants to be part of the complaint department. So I went into development, and you guys will learn as you guys go into your careers that you're at a company for so long, there's not much room, right, to grow as far as like how much money you can make, your opportunities, your positions. Yeah, you can make a little bit, it's gonna take some time to go this much. You really have to start to jump ship to make those big strides, right? So I ended up leaving my company, that company, and went to another company called Optum. Which, has anybody heard of Optum? Or you've seen them at the Patriots? Where we have a luxury, we have a lounge, Optum Lounge at Gillette. We have logos all over the place. Like, we're part of UHC, United Healthcare. We have a big healthcare technology company. We have something like 100,000 employees like around the world. I was hired to be part of the team that they were starting up in Boston. And it was a great opportunity. And I went there as I was still in Wentworth, right? So like this was all like happening. Because it was like one thing you guys want to keep doing is always keep hustling, right? Keep your nose down and work, hustle. You know, you're building your video game thing, keep at it. And, you know, just keep working, doing your thing. So, like, you know, I was, had a fiance, we're having a baby on the way, having, finishing Wentworth. So I ended up graduating from Wentworth, summa cum laude of my class, 3.8 GPA and President Award for Outstanding Academic Achievement, and moved into this position where I became a senior developer in this team in Boston. And not that I'm bragging, I mean, I'm certainly, Priscilla will tell you that I was in this class, I struggled more than anybody. Like, he asked me if I was an SI, and I was the opposite of that. I'm the one that needed that, you know? So, guys, it's just all about the hard work and knowing what's out there and really wanting it. So fast forward to now. I'm a senior as software engineer. I work from home 5 days a week. My office is in Boston. I can see into Fenway Park from my office. I can go whenever I want. I have to keep my pocket. I can go in there at 11 o'clock at night. I can go in there at 11 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter. I can go in when the Red Sox are playing and watch down to the Red Sox. Which is cool.
The name of that company again?
Just check it up. And my name is James Simons, and if you want to connect, I'm sure Priscilla can give you my information.
Absolutely.
So it's, let me just look at my notes real quick. There's something I do want to tell you guys. Yeah, so like part of my thing was I did want to just have a great work-life balance because I think that's important. I have a daughter at home and I have a fiance. My fiance works from home, so we both get to watch our daughter grow up every day, which is amazing, right? I don't have to go into an office every day. Go ahead.
How many
girls do you have? 50, 30, I don't know. I mean, I'm here now, I'm getting paid. but at the end of the day, right, it all comes down to your expectations. The expectations your manager has of you. When you guys work, you guys are still so young. You guys work these jobs where, like, they treat your time, they essentially think they own your time. And when you guys grow up, like, I don't think you're up, you guys are probably tall as me and everything, but when you guys get older, and go into like the real career, the real thing that's making a difference in the world. It becomes different. You get more respect, and you understand. They understand that it works both ways. So like my manager's cool with me coming and talking to you guys, But at the end of the day, if I go home and there's a fire on my desk, I got to take care of it. And if I have to work till 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, that's okay, you know. But I can still have dinner and work from my kitchen table, which I do every morning, every day.
I do that now and I don't get paid for it.
There you go, yeah. There's plenty of ways to learn. You guys are all in BCC. I mean, my degree from Wentworth is in project management. Doing project management. I mean, it's nice to know it because project management is such a big part of software development, especially like in an agile work team. And you guys probably don't know what that is, but it's something you guys probably see later on in life. What my day-to-day is like, I have a call. So part of the agile scrum team is the scrum calls, which basically is a 30-minute phone call beginning of the day. What did you do yesterday? What are you doing today in regards to reaching your goal to achieve what the team's achieving? So I'll have that call in the morning, and then I'll sync up with my team, figure out what things are outstanding, maybe need support, because I do also act as the one of the most senior people on the team, so a lot of people will reach out. So then I'll code for 3-4 hours, which I really enjoy doing. Time usually goes by very fast when I'm coding. Meet with business people, talk about like the product design. So we build web apps. So similar to what Pat was showing you guys with the web components, we build a lot of those. We use like React and Redux. And everything is JavaScript that I'm working on, even in the back end. We're using Node.js, which are the very, very popular ones. So if you guys are interested in learning, you guys can always learn on YouTube, Pluralsight. There's so many learning resources out there. There are people on my team that never even went to school, and they're making close to 6 figures, if not 6 figures a year.
Wow.
Yeah, so you guys just have to, prove your value, know how to market yourself when you go into, I'm not saying that, that's the way it is for everybody, but the opportunities are there, especially with big companies. So the last thing that I'll finish with, and then of course I'll answer a few questions, is, you guys are even at a bigger opportunity than I am to make more money and to be more successful and to have better job, better work-life balance, whatever, because you guys are younger and everything changes so much. So like when I went into the workforce and I was working with people that were a little bit older, they were coming to me asking me for things, right? You guys, my generation is going to be asking you guys things. So your dreams and what you guys want to do is really going to be like the next big thing. So the future is very bright for you guys, especially in this industry, especially for like everything technology wise. So anybody have any questions?
Who is your favorite dive instructor?
probably Mr. Goy. Do you know who he is? Peter Goy? I think he's a basketball court.
No.
What about you went to dive? Mr. Goy was a math teacher, and he was just the most smartest man I think I've ever met in my life. He could like prove that like 2 + 2 = 4 somehow. I don't know how you would do it. Yeah, Mr. Goy or any of the automatic people. Were you an automatic?
I was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, awesome. Mr. Ruda, Luria.
Yeah, there's
Miranda, Chicago.
Miranda retired.
Retired. Okay, yeah. In the back.
You're retired.
Oh, okay. Those guys were all awesome. Any questions, guys? You guys like? What do you guys think the future of computer science is going to be?
AI.
Alright, yeah, awesome, definitely. It's here today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think VR and altered reality is another huge like step, especially with like the Holosight and all that, because it's a good learning tool, and anything that starts out as a learning tool always has a better chance to evolve because more people are more interested in it.
Yeah. Augmented reality, virtual reality, that's it.
I think cryptocurrency going somewhere.
Yeah, blockchain. Like the underlying part of cryptocurrency is important. Often we're using AI, we're using crypto, we're using blockchain.
Really?
We're doing that stuff today. Yeah. We're doing, a big part of health insurance is claims. How do we pay these providers and stuff?
More places are accepting more different types of currency nowadays. Like cryptocurrency is starting to be able to, like, you can buy stuff in a store with it nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been there for a little while. So if you didn't buy it last November, you'd probably have a big hole in your pocket.
All I know is that because of cryptocurrency, every piece of tech that you need for a computer is extremely expensive nowadays.
Not the money. Crazy.
Graphics cards are down. RAM is still higher than RAM. Yeah, RAM is still way higher than the computer. For like 16 gigs, DDR4 is like 90 to 100.
Probably want to look into share cloud responsive mining, if anything.
Yeah, share
cloud mining.
Genesis. It's less heavy on the GPU, which is why GPU prices are
high. If there's no other questions, I'll just pass it on to if you guys do have any questions for me or Priscilla has my information, you can always reach out. I get my information. I'd love to hear from you guys. I do also have like a local company in the city called Poco that I do local software projects and also offer sometimes like classes. I did a jQuery JavaScript course some time ago. It had a pretty good turnout. We built like an online portfolio. But if you guys want to get more information, just reach out to me, and I'd love to help you guys get started in your careers. And I'm also a mentor here. I think I'm a mentor. Yeah. Sir Anthony here. But yeah, if you guys ever need anything, won't be afraid to ask. Good luck.
Hi, my name is Sandy Da Silva. I graduated in 2014, and I took Priscilla's class, thinking, I don't even know how I'm going to pass this class at all. But right now, I work for South Coast. I actually work part-time here at BCC at the help desk. At South Coast, I am a tech there. So pretty much, I do a little bit of what you would consider probably some of the grunt work. So I need to make sure that if there's something that needs to be patched on in any one of the panels, that it is. We need to make sure that it's working where the person's using the computer. Troubleshooting. If someone says, hey, this isn't working, we kind of have to know. They use, at South Coast, we use Epic, which is an EMR. And in doing that, it's very GUI-based based on what they used before. I don't know if Priscilla has anyone come in from Meditech. So they did use Meditech, which is all, it's like DOS-based. So now, like a lot of people, when they use it, they don't know, hey, how do I do this? How do I do this? So we kind of have to know a little bit of everything from the software to the computer, how to fix it, if there's something working or not, and then to also being able to do things within, all the data closets. So I do a little bit of all of that, because when I came here, I kind of took a little bit of all of that. So I took Priscilla's, like, CIS classes, her web development, and I took a lot of Janelle's. I don't know if any of you are in Janelle's classes. I took a lot of Janelle's classes, so I kind of wanted my hands in a little bit of everything. I'm really curious about how does that really work. I need to know from the beginning to the end, so that way I understand it. And if I have to explain it to somebody, which is probably really important in the industry itself, to be able to explain the technology from soup to nuts, because they're like, I don't care how it works, you just need to know how to fix it. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times that's kind of some of the stuff that I run into during the day. They're like, just want it to work. When I came here, when I was taking that class, I literally I felt even towards the end, I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna pass. I passed it, of course, but some of the classes, if you're not willing to put a lot of the time in, I would probably spend, and I'm going to use that, I would spend hours, and I'm talking about hours, just banging my head up against the wall. I don't know if I'm going to get this. And, I was an older student. When I went to school, I had a 3-year-old son, so I was trying to juggle all these things at once, saying, how am I going to do this? All right, I can only take classes up until this. I have to go pick up my son, and then I have to do my homework. and I have to make sure that I take care of. So there's a, you have to be able to, if, I mean, I know most of you are young, so once you kind of get to that point, even out into the real world, you have to be able to do time management, balance everything that you need to. So even if, you know, if your employer says, well, I need you to get this done and this and this and this, and it needs to be done all now, well, you need to be able to say, okay, this is really important, so I can do this now and then do that one a little bit later. So, I mean, a lot of those things is just probably in a lot of these classes you'll learn here from ACC. Let's see what else.
Curious, what would you say is probably one of the, like, the more frustrating things that you have to face every time you, like, go into work or something? That's always, like, one thing that I've always been, like, curious about, like, going into this field. Like, everyone talks about, like, oh, yeah, this is difficult, but no one ever really talks about, like, what's, like, the most annoying thing that you come across that happens so often that you just hate?
So, like, you feel really comfortable, like, hey, you know what, take this apart, you're like, I know how to do that, or hey, figure out why this isn't working. A lot of times, when you're trying to explain something where you feel that it's, you know, it's simple to explain, or just say, like, and I will say this happens, like, there's a wire that's loose, and literally, I have situations where I go and I'm like, it was just a loose wire, and they're like, okay, like, it's having the people actually want to be willing to kind of work with you. Those are the things I run into almost daily. It's just, please work with me, because I'm trying to make your job simpler. So if you work with me, it makes it easier for you. If you don't work with me, it's going to make things much more difficult. Or time management, I say that is because it's like a big one for me. I'm constantly calling this person, okay, I need to get this set up. Can we? No, today's not good. Okay, can I put something in your calendar? And is this day? Well, we do that, and then it gets rescheduled. And so I have to be able to, like, have, like, a lot of times I have, like, five, or I'd probably say more. I probably say sometimes it almost feels like 10 or so. What we call tickets. I think Optum does some stuff with help desk, don't they?
Incidents.
Yeah. So I literally have probably what we call tickets open of, like, things that I just need to, so I have to get a hold of someone, hey, you know, I want to get this done because I have other things that I'm trying to get ready, so that way if something happens, there's a fire, I'm ready. It's just like, come in, fix it, done. So a lot of times it's just for me, it's just getting people,
the users,
to kind of work with me.
To actually cooperate and actually take a compromise.
Yeah, everything is, like, for me, I'm in the health change. Everything is right now. Right now. It happens right now. Like, the perfect example, so last night I'm getting ready to leave and we get pages. Like, I was actually getting pages while I was here. We get pages that someone's in an OR right at that moment, and with, you know, healthcare and billing, there's things that they have to have. So knowing that they have to have certain things in place. So you have a computer, the computer, and then we have a device that's taking the person's vitals. Nothing's working. It's not getting the vitals in, and that needs to be on there for billing to make sure that everybody gets paid. And so what ends up happening is I literally have to go in there while someone's having surgery. And you have to go in and I need to make sure everything's working, and then I have to get a hold of another, and that's where, like, I have to get a hold of another group saying, hey, I checked everything, it looks like it's working fine, can you check your end? And it was as simple as theirs wasn't flowing, you restart service. Because that's exactly what it was. This happened to me before. So I knew exactly what to do. I'm like, okay, it's good. have them, they restarted the service, and, you know, the, now the prison's wide open coming through, and, you know, everyone's getting billed correctly, and everyone's getting their money. That's what it comes down to. So, any other questions?
Yeah, if you guys have any questions for all three of us, throw it out there too. Like the whole difficult customers and such. Good heavens. You can have a person, for me, we have tickets too. But it's like, hey, my, this isn't working. I can't get it to work. How do you debug this?
The general statements ones.
Yeah. This is getting a no reference. I don't understand. And, you know, the person's, and I could be on the phone and going, well, look, could you send us a sample of what your project looks like, what's going on? I have no time for that. I do not send you that right now. This is very important. I thought this was a big, I thought you would be able to do this right now over the phone, but I obviously see that you can't do it. So I need to talk to your manager right now. And he flips out and swears and dunk. This is only once, by the way, out of the 3 years I've been working there. But 15 minutes later, he calls back. I'm so sorry, I didn't know. It was actually just a little thing. But you should have known to put the breakpoint there. What are you talking about? You didn't send your code in. So you just kind of keep it easy. Oh, well, I'm glad you found out about that. I'm glad you worked that out. But you realize that we're not consulting. This is more of a tech support. And if you got to work with us to help us out. Working in this industry, you need to be a team player. Absolutely. You want this stuff to go faster? Be a team player. If you don't, you're going to be like that guy and freak out, and it sucks. It's terrible. Or you over-expect something. Like, oh, you guys are obviously going to do all my work for me. No. No.
My husband had a client at one point who would call every Friday and say, my computer's not working. And it turned out that every Friday or every Thursday night, the janitor unplugged the computer. And it took them weeks in order to them actually understand that that's why it happened on Friday.
Wait, hold on. So they never realized that it was just unplugged?
Yeah. Well, they realized. Dan told them multiple times that that was what the problem was, but they never quite believed it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think it's in any industry. Communication is probably the most important thing. Communication, especially in this room, like document forever and ever and ever and constantly, like, constantly learning. I mean, you know, you're going to run into a problem somewhere and you're like, yeah, I'll just fix it. Like for me, I'm like, I'm not going to just fix it. Because I've learned from experience that I need to document how I fix it, because if it happens again, I don't want to be like, what did I do last time?
Spend an hour trying to remember.
Right.
Remember, I didn't know that wasn't it. And so, like, that's probably the thing. When we've actually started building a knowledge base at the hospital, because that started happening. Where people were like, yeah, like, you know, if you learn something, at least be there. It's very important to, like, in anywhere, just to make sure you share with everybody, because it's somebody's probably going to run into that problem if they're doing something similar to you, and you don't, like, you banged your head up against the wall a million times, you got big welts, you don't want the same thing for someone else, so you're kind of like, all right, this is how I did it, and you kind of share it with everybody else. So we do that a lot.
Those of you in programming, be grateful for that. When you can't figure out an issue and you go Google it, you find out Stack Overflow.
Yeah.
Which is 90% of my day.
Yeah. Stack Overflow, forums, you know.
Google degree.
Yeah. You really do need
research. I joke with that because it's, you kind of use it all the time.
API references, which is essentially like definitions of how your stuff works. Sometimes you can find in, you know, some documentation readily examples of how it works, you know, things like that. You can, I don't know, there's so much resources at hand, and there's so much, like he was saying, free resources. Like, honestly, you could go on to W3 Schools and learn JavaScript, HTML, jQuery, whatever the heck you want. You can go into Pluralsight, you can go to, oh, what is there's a whole bunch of them out there. It's good you're doing this, though. You're getting such an amazing education here.
This is a great place to be. Holy place to start.
Yeah.
You get your hands dirty. That's probably the big one for me is you can get your hands dirty here. Like, actually do it.
Yep.
Not, it's not theory. It's not, oh, this is... No, you get your hands dirty. You do it. You figure it out. And then you take a lot of... I've talked to people that graduated after me. I haven't gone back from my bachelor's degree, but I know people, and they're like, you know what? Everything that I learned at BCC, everything that I learned in, like, you know, Priscilla's classes, so any one of them, they use that. They're like, oh, I went in and I knew how to do some of the stuff that other people didn't. So that's why, you know, that's why I'm more than happy to come back, because you learn so much from you guys.
Yep.
That's the reason why I chose to go to college, because I have a friend that he's already in the gaming industry. Like, he works as a coder, mostly as a debugger, but basically that's his entire job. He never went to school. He was, like, straight out of high school. Like, he spent a year just learning every type of coding language, like the baseline of it, kind of what we would learn here. But he says that he regrets it because stuff like this, where you don't really get to talk to someone, you don't really know expectations, and you don't really know what you're looking into, and you don't have a lot of knowledge that comes with, like, just being able to talk to someone.
Like, there's different resources, though. Like, you can actually find stuff online. Instead of taking the route of being in a classroom, taking the route of being in forums and talking to people there. My colleague, who works with the HoloLens, he has a... I believe he went to school for criminal justice. And that's it. He's, like, straight up, like, genius. Like I said, stupid. So, yeah, you do anything.
To your point, sir, being able to talk to somebody, having a mentor is very important as well. So reach out to as many people as you can. Have them in your contact list.
The contact list is important.
I was trying to write down.
No.
What were you guys' names again? Because I wanted to see if I
could... Pat Sandy.
Yeah.
James.
Pat McDonough.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you remember our names up here?
Sure.
So then you can just kind of...
Well, you can go, like, to Priscilla.
Yeah, exactly. Just talk to Priscilla. If you guys need to reach out to any one of us.
Well, do you have a email that you'd prefer? Or?
You know the one.
Okay. No, that's fine.
I'm cool with it.
Wow, this is weird.
Weird feelings right now here. Here, come on up in June 1998.
Wow.
So, you know.
Yeah, networking. Oh, boy. Networking even before you even graduate.
Yes.
So important, and like, if you want to kind of get your hands dirty, whatever, there's a lot of places that have, like, you know, like, I'm not gonna say they're not temp jobs, or like where you can go through like an agency and, you know, just kind of do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and just so that way you're kind of comfortable in the industry itself.
And there's a lot of groups that have, you know, seminars that run seminars that you can go to in the Providence area or in the Boston area, and that's another way to make contacts. I know there's a great big game group in Boston that I've been to a few times. That would be a great way to make contacts.
Meetup.com. Have you been there? Yeah. Like, look up ProvJS. That's a group that I'm a part of.
Okay. Any other questions?
What are those cons called? Codes?
Hackathons.
Hackathons, thank you. Look up those two. Hackathons. Hackathons are great. That's like, you got a day. Sometimes it's like an overnight thing, or maybe a 3-day thing, where you go, you code. And then at the end of it, the best project, you get the prize. Usually it's good stuff. That one I was talking about with the party thing around, my friend won like $9,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Speakers, all from Harmonix, rock band and all that.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. So, yeah.
You just write codes for hours and hours and hours.
You just write code. You go, what's a good idea to do? You use their stuff. You make a project. You make it really cool looking. You present it. It's got to work.
Star Weekend, I think, is a local one that comes around. It's been in Small River, it's been in Dartmouth, and it's powered by Google, I believe. Good prices there.
Google. They have their hands in everything.
Yeah, well, you should. I think
Microsoft.
Very few companies can do with stuff like Google and Facebook does, so you have to really respect those guys. Those guys are pioneers.
And look into getting your Microsoft certification later on. Great stuff.
Yep.
Really tough, but good stuff.
Any more questions? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you a lot.
I'm also waiting
for my message.
All right. I think
the